Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. And it is time now for your morning update for Wednesday, April 27th. Brought to you by Life Vantage. Biohack your life with supplements and body care with Stephanie Kranelka and Life Vantage. It's a science-based company that's dedicated its time to help people reach their health and wellness goals. Products can assist with personal skin and hair care, immune system health, anti-aging solutions, and even pet health. For more information, check out StephKLifeVantage.com or text 701-230-9306 or email skbesthealth@gmail.com. Well, good news for people in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. The National Weather Service has lowered the flood forecast crest to 46 feet. Now, the river is just under that level as of this morning. Now, that's also far from the record set in 1997 at 54 feet. Kennedy Bridge remains the only one open between the two cities. Now, the city of Grand Forks is also putting out a fun fact. The English Cooley Pump Station, which empties out both the Cooleys and Diversion, has pumped 133 million gallons of water so far. By the way, the river is expected to crest sometime today. Grand Forks police said four people were injured in a crash involving a police vehicle. Happened around 8 o'clock last night. Officers were responding to a theft in progress at the Rock Bottle Shop when the squad cars collided with a car at the corner of Gateway Drive and North Columbia Road. Police officer, a civilian ride-along in the squad car, the driver of the other car, and a passenger in that vehicle were transported by ambulance to All True Hospital. Their injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Crash is under investigation, and no one has been cited at this time. Well, Grand Forks legislator Ray Holmberg announced that he would resign his position as senator from District 17, but his resignation won't go into effect until June 1st. Now, Holmberg is resigning amid controversy that he exchanged more than 70 texts with a man jailed for child pornography. He said in a statement the controversy was a distraction to the work done at the legislature and that he was resigning to lessen such distractions. There definitely would have been some distractions. How much, I can't say, but there would have been some distractions, and there really isn't much going on between now and then. I know it'll take a month to have someone selected by their district, said Rich Wardner. He's the majority leader for the North Dakota Senate. District 17 GOP hasn't announced who they'll select to replace Holmberg. However, after he announced his retirement from the state legislature in March, they endorsed Grand Forks lawyer and businessman Jonathan Sickler is to run the seat being vacated by Holmberg. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish for this Wednesday. The Moe Boulanger's Pasta. Boulanger's? How do you say it? Anyway, it's a rich, slow-simmered ragu of beef, pork, and vegetables, finished with white wine, milk, and Parmesan cheese, tossed with linguine, and served with garlic toast, and it's only $12. Go get yourself some pasta or anything else on the new menu. It's Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, 47 North Dakota educators have been named to as the 2022 County Teachers of the Year for their examples of professional excellence in education, among many other things. 2022 winners include, in Grand Forks, Ivona Todorovic. She teaches at Red River High School. Winner of the State Teacher of the Award, by the way, will be named sometime in September. Well, the cities of Grand Forks and East Grand Forks are changing their regularly scheduled cleanup week because of recent weather. Cleanup week will now be taking place from May 9th through the 13th. The electronic recycling event scheduled for April 30th is still on schedule from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You're asked to put out your trash where you would normally put your garbage bins on regular collection day. And now in sports, Twins, Wild, and the Timberwolves, well, they all played last night. At least the Twins won in a wild one. Detroit catcher Eric Haas had a throwing error and a botched rundown in the bottom of the ninth. You got to check this out if you can find the replay. Twins did win 5-4. Two teams play again tonight at 6:40. NBA playoffs. Timberwolves, man, they lose a tight one in Game 5 of the playoffs last night. They lost to Memphis 111-109 to take a 3-2 lead in Round 1. Memphis did. Two teams will play again Friday night back down in Minnesota. NHL, the Wild lose to Arizona 5-3. The Wild host Calgary tomorrow. And in girls' high school tennis, it was Grand Forks Red River over Fargo Shanley. The final there was 5-4. Well, now it's time for your weather. From Region Weather Live, here's Brad Werner.
Hello, this is meteorologist Brad Werner from Region Weather Live with your Grand Forks Best Source forecast for Wednesday, April 27th. We'll probably start off the day with a few high clouds in our region, and Some of those may move out later in the day and then kind of move back in once again once we get towards evening. So we're going to be looking at a partly to mostly sunny day. And then once we go through Wednesday night into early Thursday morning, we see increased cloudiness out ahead of a little weak disturbance that'll move through our region. And by late Thursday morning into the early parts of Thursday afternoon, we may see a passing stray shower, but then remain cloudy throughout the remainder of the day. And as we take a look at that precipitation map, and we can see, you know, pretty dry until we get closer to about 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, when we might see a few showers, pretty weak, nothing major. And then once you get to that 1 o'clock in the afternoon time frame, most of those rain showers should move on off to the east. Now, as we take a look at the upper level maps here, and basically what this is showing is area of spin in the atmosphere. And anytime you've got spin, you have lift. And way out here, about 1,000 miles offshore, is our big system that we're going to be affecting us for the weekend. Now, once we get closer to early Saturday morning, that system ejects out into the central plains. And these bands here, these arms, show areas with stronger rotation, so areas of lift. And notice how it kind of bands out almost like you see a hurricane. The spiraling bands. And what's going to happen is when I put this into motion, you're going to see these bands kind of form close to low and spiral outwards. And what that's going to show is these bands of rain, heavier rain and thunderstorms, are going to be kind of affecting us off and on throughout the day, mainly Friday night in through the day on Saturday. Again, once I sort of put this in motion and rock it back and forth, you can see how those bands kind of form close to the low and spiral outward in a counterclockwise fashion. So we might be sitting with some drizzle for a while, and then you're going to get a heavier band of rain and thunderstorms, and then some drizzle, and then some more rain and thunderstorms. And that's just kind of how the day is going to be going through most of the day on Saturday. It looks like Sunday, it kind of runs out of steam, and we're just maybe left with some drizzle through the day on Sunday. Now, how much rain are we going to pick up? Well, here's what the different models are showing as of now. You can see as I kind of flip through here, 1.5, 2 inches, anywhere up to 3 inches on that particular model. Now, the blend of models, the National Weather Service is looking at closer to just 1 inch expected up and down the Red River Valley. But I think what these other models basically are showing us is if you get a stronger storm overhead, we could again pick up as much as 2 inches if we get the right storm over us at the right time. So definitely looking at 1 inch, the way it's looking right now, maybe as much as 2. Now, once we get beyond this system, as I mentioned yesterday, there is some hope as to warmer weather, and this is based on that model we were looking at yesterday. And you can see once we get into that May 6th, 7th, 8th time frame and beyond, it's still showing highs in the 60s and lows kind of in the mid to upper 40s. So it's been doing this now for a few runs where it's been showing this potential of a little bit of a warm up here coming up in the early part of May. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll watch that closely and definitely hope that happens. All right, here's our forecast for the next 3 days. For today, Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny with some filtered high clouds and sun. Winds east-southeast 10 to 22 miles per hour, the high right around 38. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain due to that passing shower late in the morning. Winds east-southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour with a high right around 48. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain, that coming mainly late in the day. Winds east 10 to 22 miles per hour with a high of 50 degrees. Well, the good news is it appears that the Red River has crested here in Grand Forks and also Oslo. So hopefully we can shed some of this water off before this next weather maker affects our region. For the latest details in the weather, please go ahead and check out my YouTube and Facebook page at Region Weather Live. Or the Grand Forks best source at Region Weather Live. I am meteorologist Brad Warner.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. There's your morning update with special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, Head on into Valvoline Instant Oil Changes. Most are done in about 15 minutes. They also do tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. Now, included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, your battery, your lights, wipers, and cabin air filter. You also get discounts for fleets and the military. They can text and email invoices and coupons and mention Grand Forks Best Source. You'll get $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, it's open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and delivery is available in Grand Forks. Stop on in for a complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street or call 701-780-8462 and tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Well, your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is coming up at 10, then at 11, BTO Bill Tyrell, owner of Rumors Sports Bar and Casino, stops in for a little visit. Love having BT in the studio, and he'll talk about some exciting stuff going on, all right? Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean, too, a chance for you to win a bunch of really cool stuff. You know, Grand Forks is a pretty neat place, isn't it? Well, Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.